This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he has 52 Iranian targets picked out and would hit Iran very fast and hard should Tehran attack American targets or interests overseas. There were a series of explosions in Baghdad Saturday, but no one was injured. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds Force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's threats came as protests took place across the United States against any kind of war with Iran. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war, not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.